Tension between union leadership and the Syracuse Fire Department and the mayor's office have reached a boiling point. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The two sides faced off at a news conference by Mayor Stephanie Miner, who was touting the latest insurance industry score that measures fire department operations.
Last week, the ISO, which is the Insurance Service Organization, issued the highest rating for the City of Syracuse Fire Department and one of the highest scores in New York State.
Beyond the line of cameras and reporters stood dozens of firefighters from all over New York State. Members of the New York State Professional Firefighters Association, who happened to be meeting in Syracuse and who, in a vote on Tuesday, censured Syracuse Fire Chief Paul Linnertz, accusing him of conduct detrimental to the department and public safety. Paul Matondo, president of Local 280, the union that represents Syracuse firefighters, says it's the culmination of years of disputes with Linnertz over things like the realignment of department services to pensions and disability claims. He says department morale has plunged, which ultimately puts citizens in danger.
Our occupation is a brotherhood. It's a brotherhood. It's a family. When you disrupt the brotherhood and the family, and we got a job that provides, that has a need for teamwork, that puts safety at risk.
The reaction from Linnertz, most of the people staring down city officials, were not from Syracuse.
So to be censured by this organization doesn't impact me. They're not from Syracuse.
Both Linnertz and Miner contend morale isn't a problem, pointing to recent statistics regarding response times and discussions they say they've had with firefighters. Going forward, Matondo says the issue boils down to communication.
And out of this censure, what I hope that it gets accomplished, I hope a positive dialogue. I hope communication takes place.
Miner says funding the second largest department in the budget is a struggle in a city that could run out of money in 3 years, so difficult decisions have to be made.
I don't think that there is a communication problem. I think that when we communicate, they don't like the information that we give them.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.